The 24-hour radiothon to end child abuse is aired early each December on FM stations owned by the Omni Broadcasting Company in Bemidji, Alexandria, and Brainerd, Minnesota. The five participating stations are KB101 and 95.5 KZY-FM in Bemidji, 106.7 WJJY, along with 101.5 K101 in Brainerd and KIKV Kick FM in Alexandria. Since the Radiothon's initial presentation in the Bemidji market 12 years ago and the ensuing expansion into the Alexandria and Brainerd markets, the Radiothon has maintained a twofold purpose or mission. First, to raise public awareness. Secondly, to ensure that child advocacy groups and initiatives throughout each station's listening area are endowed with the financial resources necessary to better protect children from the ravages of abuse and neglect. The process of raising public awareness begins each November, when each station begins providing daily airtime to a wide range of community leaders and professionals, all of whom have involved themselves at some level in dealing with child abuse, not only as a crime, but as a social and emotional blight. Our guests include educators.
One of our programs under the Community Ed umbrella is the Violence Prevention Council, which works with representatives from various agencies in the community for awareness and education on violence. Mm-hmm. Another program is Early Childhood Family Education, which has been around for about 13 years, and that's a parenting program. Parents and children are in the program together, and it offers support and education for parents.
Our guests also include law enforcement officers.
Reports are made through various agencies, through social services, the schools. We sometimes receive reports directly, and they also come from the general public. We respond to those reports in a team fashion. One of our deputies, along with the social worker from Polk County Family Services, assess the reports that we have and go out to either the schools or to the homes and interview the alleged victim and alleged perpetrator.
Leaders and elders of our Northern Minnesota Native American tribes are also frequent guests and occasionally take the time to share some of their native language.
I want to tell you something about what our ancestors used to do. They would take care of their children. They taught their children all the skills, the social skills that they needed to be good people, and they never hit their children.
We hold interviews with doctors, nurses, as well as other intervention and treatment experts. These on-air sessions are valuable because they not only provide our audience with a base of information they need to better understand the tragedy of child abuse, but they also serve as a source of information and some solace to listeners who may themselves be victims of abuse. Each on-air guest expert also provides us with pre-recorded testimonials, which are then inserted during the radiothon itself as another means of motivating our listeners to call in with a pledge.
I'm Dr. Peggy Rutman with the Crow Wing County Child Protection Team. Working as a physician in Brainerd, I have come face to face with child abuse and neglect. It happens to children in all social and economic backgrounds. Abuse is often fueled by stressed and overwhelmed parents who may be repeating the parenting patterns they learned as children. We need to do all we can to prevent and expose child abuse, which is alive and well in Crow Wing County.
Finally, the day arrives, the first Thursday in December, and at the stroke of noon, the 24-hour radiothon to end child abuse begins on all five stations.
Welcome, everybody. Here we are again. It's the first week of December, and just like the last 11 years, it's our radiothon to end child abuse. We're broadcasting live at the Viking Plaza Mall. Dave Vogler here along with Jim Rohn and a host of others. Many volunteers from our area counties where the Radiothon to End Child Abuse funds are going to be distributed. And we're just thankful that we're here again and hoping that you'll stay with us for the next 24 hours and help us make this another successful event. Remember, this is the Omni Radiothon Network, and there are stations other than Kick FM doing this throughout Minnesota, raising money for a great cause to help prevent child abuse. And of course, you're going to be hearing about how you can be a part of this by calling our pledge line and making a pledge. Here in Alexandria, we're at 888 233 KIDS. That's KIDS. That means kids, and that's why we're here. So let's hear those phones ring, and let's make this another successful event. And again, this is the 11th Annual Radiothon to End Child Abuse on the Omni Radiothon Network.
And once the Radiothon has begun, it's all hands on deck. From the on-air staff to the sales department, each station employee contributes an extra measure of time and effort to reaching out to those listeners. A small army of local volunteers serve as our pledge line phone operators. The on-air message is carefully fashioned to make each and every listener a proactive listener, a listener motivated to make a pledge or to call in with their bid on one of the hundreds of auction items which are contributed to the cause by area businesses.
Make a pledge for the kids.
Call with your pledge now as the 24-hour Radiothon to End Child Abuse continues here on Kick FM.
Make a pledge for children right here in our area.
Remember, it shouldn't hurt to be a child.
And as the Radiothon progresses, our area experts are heard from again and again.
I'm Sandy Johnson, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Child Abuse Prevention Council of Clearwater County. Our council strives to reach parents, teachers, and caregivers of young children and youth with messages and tools for changing responses of anger and frustration from abusive to violence-free behavior. Adult and parent education and awareness raising is a priority for our community.
And listeners are constantly updated on our pledge totals as we make our way through the Radiothon.
Here at JJY, we are into hour number 12 of our annual Radiothon to End Child Abuse. And so far, our pledge lines have produced over $15,000 in contributions. Now let's keep those operators busy.
Throughout these 24 hours in December, we are intent on providing the information the public needs in order to understand their role in promoting a healthy and safer community for children and families to grow.
The fact that approximately 11,000 children are the victims of substantiated abuse and neglect reports each year in Minnesota should make us understand that child abuse is the most important social problem that we face today.
And as the Radiothon continues, we are aggressively fundraising.
We are now at a total of $13,551.
Wow, that's fantastic. Still have some time though, right?
Yeah, we still have a little ways to go for this year, and we have an optimistic new goal to set for next hour.
The big guy and the boss lady gave you some new numbers?
Yep, that's right. They say that by the end of next hour, hour 21, before 9 o'clock this morning, we should be at $15,162.
Boy, it looks like a big, big challenge.
Well, we'll see.
Each year's Radiothon serves as a fundraiser for 10 local county child abuse prevention councils and agencies, as well as the group known as Prevent Child Abuse Minnesota, a nonprofit community-based advocacy organization headquartered in the Twin Cities.
Hi, my name is Bruce Beck and I'm an investigator with the Aiken County Sheriff's Department. As part of my investigations, I have the opportunity to interview the victims of abuse and I've learned firsthand the tragedies that they have experienced. I believe this telethon has greatly aided the residents of Aiken and the surrounding counties by providing much of the needed funds for the prevention effort. In Aiken, the funds have been used towards many various projects in the school's sports program and educational materials for different groups and instructors. Over the past 3 years, the child abuse maltreatment referrals have gone down each year successively in Aiken County. I would like to think that this is due in part to this telethon and the funds that we raise here today. So please, call now, pick up your phone, call in your pledge.
Each year, more and more listeners respond in all three Omni broadcast markets. Finally, noon comes around again and the 24-hour Radiothon comes to its conclusion as we total up the caring generosity of our listeners. This past December, contributions reached new highs in all three Omni broadcast markets. In Alexandria, over $32,000 was raised. In Bemidji, listener response amazed us.
So, the grand total of all of that, we outdid ourselves again. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. $50,540.17!
And in Brainerd, we were overwhelmed.
And the big total, the new Radiothon record for this year, $56,604. Thank you.
We firmly believe that these totals are not only reflective of a new measure of care and concern and awareness in our home communities, but also of a new level of determination to protect those that are unable to protect themselves. That's why, each December, we will continue to spearhead this effort. This prime example of community partnership, the Radiothon to End Child Abuse, at the Omni Broadcasting family of stations.